CITR 101.9 FM. You're tuned into Mike and Dave on African Rhythms.
Thank you.
And the name of the fellow is Roger Hatcher on African Rhythms. I'm David Jones, my co-host. Welcome, Mike Ingram.
Welcome out there, everybody. Happy New Year, happy 1998, and we're going to make it an interesting one for sure, I believe.
For sure. And we started with a couple there. Jesse James, one of our favorites, West Coast, soulful bad brother.
Yes, indeed. Like that begging, that old West Coast stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to get a chance, or had a chance in 97, to hear some of Jesse's stuff. He and Sam Dees and David C. were my kind of nice surprises from 97, and I'm looking forward to some more here in 98.
Yeah, so you've got some more Wonderful Soul surprises for us. You brought some more 45s, Mike.
Oh, most definitely, my brother. I want to go back in time a little bit and play the listening audience out there a little sample of what Harold Melvin sounded like before Teddy Pendergrass became the dominant voice in the Blue Notes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, back in the 50s, there were takes on almost every style of music, a lot of standards that were redone for voice as far as doo-wop and stuff like that there. Well, this song that we're going to eventually hear is like a little different take on that. It's actually, it's derived from an operetta called The Chocolate Soldier, and the song is called My Hero, and you really get to hear Harold Melvin's voice soar among all of that. And you'll hear Teddy in there in the very, very fringes of the song, but this is all Harold, and it's a powerful piece of music.
All right, and we've got some other, Mike's got some Ruby Andrews and a few other things. We're going to weave in between some of Mike's fresh material from New York, as well as some of my own 45 collection, and a little later on we're going to get into a beautiful Brazilian set, and we're going to talk a little bit a bit more in depth about such legendary figures as Elis Regina. That'll be later on. Mm-hmm. Next, I've got a cut that, I swear, Mike, it's up there with I Need You Baby Jesse James. We started the show, and we're going to make it that great Roger Hatcher track right there, which is also one of my favorites. But this track, I'm just so glad that I found it, because the rarity is large, unfortunately, and it's never come out again. Otis Clay only did two or three singles for Atlantic Records, and this is a B-side, and I think one of his best.
Blind.
That's Harold Melvin.
Wow. And what year was that from, anyway, Mike?
That is from 1959, and that is My Hero. Harold Melvin up in the stratosphere vocally, and that is from an operetta called The Chocolate Soldier, and it was written for a female voice. So you heard what was basically a coloratura aria scaled down into five-part harmony. Not bad, huh?
Pretty exciting. I like it. We'll have to get into more of this doo-wop kind of territory. All right, well, let's go about 8-9 years now later. An obscure band on Minute Records, and what a single this is, The Players on African Rhythms.
I have been fighting, fighting for Uncle Sam. At times I thought I never would return. Here I am. Now that I'm back, I hope things will be better, better than they were before. I didn't want to leave you, but you know that I had to go.
and great praise to the 45 7-inch single. they're a little crackly sometimes, but they've brought so much joy to my life.
You can't go wrong with that crispy action, brother, I tell you. Ruby Andrews with Casanova, a very, very hard to find original
exactly.
in good
just
condition.
Just to be able to hear it. I've mm-hmm. never heard it. I've heard of Ruby Andrews, heard one or two tracks, and she's one of those great unsung heroes.
Oh, very much so, my brother. And earlier, the Players, that was the Response record, because approximately a year and a half before, they came out with a song called He'll Be Back, which was very popular during the height of the Vietnam War. And it was a teenager's kind of song. I know, because my sister was boohooing for days because her boyfriend, eventually husband, went to Vietnam, and she wore that poor record out. And so, of course, she brought the accompaniment, He'll Be Back. I'm so glad you waited.
That, to me, is just beautiful, sweet soul, up there with the Futures, Love Is Here, and things like that that are just timeless.
Nice arrangement. I like how they have this kind of Platters flavor in that Player's song. I'm so glad you waited with the way the bass and the lead tenor play off each other.
Yeah, and while we're in this deep 45 RPM, 7-inch kind of mode, all right, well, I think we should play the condensed but oh-so incredible version of Yesterday I Had the Blues.
Ooh, go on.
Go on, Teddy.
Yesterday I had the blues. I couldn't win. All I did was lose. But now I got everything. You made my poor heart sing. Cause I yesterday I had to cry.
Yesterday I had to cry.
Things were so bad. My poor heart sing. I'm so glad I got you, baby. Oh, yes, I am. You came inside of my heart. Yes, you did. And started of love burning so high. Oh yeah. I wanna say you said it, and I said it. Yes, I am.
Dells on African Rhythms. Is that a Charles Stephanie production?
That's definitely a Charles Stephanie production, and we had a little dueling baritones there. You know, Teddy at his very best with his full arsenal, bluesy, gospely, just downright emoting. And you had Marvin Jr. with the Dells there with a double cover. I Can Sing a Rainbow, Love is Blue, cover of a 1940s tune, I Can Sing a Rainbow, and the vocal version to Love is Blue, which was an instrumental hit for Paul Mauriat in the 60s. And that note that Marvin hits at the end there, he's holding it for 14 seconds. I know because I timed it. And when the male breath line can sustain a note anywhere beyond 10 seconds, that's impressive. So give Marvin props for just flexing the mighty muscles there.
Getting into some of the heavy hitters territory.
Amen.
We're talking Rance Allen and some of the heavies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. We'll have to do a show or just a sustained hour of just heaviness on
drama.
The female male vocal. Bring some more Linda Jones torpedoes and this kind of thing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, let's get into yet another band that we haven't featured yet, but being closely interrelated to the Moments, the Whatnots.
Oh, yeah. The Whatnots, part of Sylvia Robinson's little stable. Sylvia Robinson and George Kerr doing a lot of their production work for the Whatnots and the Moments, as well as Willie Feaster and the Mighty Magnificents, who were also one of the studio bands there.
Yeah, well, you know, we did the wonderful Socially Conscious show, and I think that we left some impact. One of our greatest shows, I might say.
I agree.
And we'll get back there. We're going to have to do a part two of that one. We're going to have to do a funk show in 98, all funk, coming up soon. And all of that.
More soul for the ear hole out there, so just keep listening.
That's no reason to hold me back.
Why don't you think about it, 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 think about it. Once in your life, just let it through. So move on aside, because I'm coming through. Oh,
no matter how hard you try,
you can't stop me now.
My skin is white, but does that make you right?
Why don't you think about it, 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 think about it. This is a message, message to y'all. Together we stand, divided we fall.
Black is a color.
Getting into some very obscure territory. Lawrence and the Arabians, something on Shout Records from the early 60s, and who knows what happened to Lawrence and his Arabians.
Yeah, no kidding. They're back in the burning sands, my brother. But he did a beautiful job on that, because he kind of carried that by himself, just he and his falsetto.
Yeah, no, that's an impressive voice.
Nice job.
Yeah. All right, well, let's carry on in this tradition. Something you brought from New York, Little Jimmy Scott.
Little Jimmy Scott. This was one of his signature albums from the late 50s. Actually, this is the title track. It's called Very Truly Yours, and the vibrato on this man is not to be believed. Give this a taste.
I am very truly yours. And I'm
You're the one my heart adores. Loving you.
the diva herself, Patti LaBelle.
Give the diva her due.
Well, that was something else. Danny Boy, one of the most killer versions, and many people have recorded that one.
Oh, no doubt about it. I can tell you, in Harlem, on St. Patrick's Day, there was still very much a mix of black and white in certain areas, and
the Irish New York influence.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. And Jackie Wilson's and Patti LaBelle's versions of Danny Boy were in every pub, and there wasn't a dry eye in the place. And long before Over the Rainbow became Patti LaBelle's signature tune, You'll Never Walk Alone was their signature tune. This was the one that they always requested for encores at the Apollo when Patti and the Bluebells were the house band.
All right. Well, let's play another slow track that wanted to play for a while. A key Philly 7-inch, Regina Bunny Siegler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everything, man.
Yeah, I love that early soulful Bunny Philly stuff, especially the ballads. And for the lady that called in, the wonderful lady who called in and said she was enjoying the show, we'll send this next one out to her. After the Bunny Siegler, we're going to play a new track for her, Chico. The All Chico right. DeBarge album that we've been raving over. Certainly the best new CD out, and he's doing a cover of the Marvin Troubleman, so get set for that one. But first, a killer track, Regina Bunny Siegler.
Hey, baby. I was standing in the bus station. I got about 10 minutes for my bus pull out, so I figured I'd call you and let you know I'd be home in about 8 or 10 hours. Yeah, I missed you. Can't wait till I see you. But I want to tell you something.
Oh, man.
Chico's Got It Going On in 97, and that's from his Long Time No See album or CD of the year, Mike?
Well, he was definitely making time or good use of his time while he was away, because from top to bottom, this is a killer CD, and I rarely go out on a limb and recommend stuff to folks, but I have to say that this is one of the best CDs I've heard in a long time. Nice translation of the Trouble Man Marvin Gaye cover, and understated, very understated in the arrangements and stuff, and I like that. Plays off his voice real nice.
Yeah, Chico DeBarge in 97. And another artist who's been causing a few waves for a few years now, R&B, soul, jazz, she's doing it all, Cassandra Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I like Cassandra a lot. Go on with her.
All right. So let's check out something from her new Moon Daughter CD, Little Warm Death, on African Rose.
I can hardly wait to feel you moving through my world. the door. Let's do what we did when we did it before. If you got the time, I've got the way. Let's do what we did when we did it all day. You get the glass, I've got the wine. We'll do what we did when we did it over time. If you've got the dough, then I've got the heat. We can use my oven till it's warm and sweet.
Couple of important modern jazz vocalists, Cassandra Wilson and Diane Reeves, carrying the flame of the great history of the music, wouldn't you say, Mike?
I would say so. And the Diane Reeves track especially, the song's called That Day, and it is a lyric derived from a poem by poetess Nikki Giovanni, and the direction that we really would like to see jazz vocals go, trying different things, trying original things, just to get some extra material out there and give other singers something to work from.
Mm-hmm. Yep, jazz vocal we're going to expand on in 98. And another area, for sure, Brazilian music, a huge African community in Brazil. In fact, a huge amount of people, period.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and there's a lot of really interesting things going on there. 97 saw a lot of great Brazilian music reissued.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, the one Brazilian CD package that you played last year had some truly intriguing stuff on it.
Yeah, the Brasilica 2 on mm-hmm. Talking Loud, and we're going to hear a little bit of that tonight. But to start with, one of my favorite Brazilian guitar players, Tonino Rota, who originally played with Joyce, and I happen to have a new Joyce compilation CD here too. So why don't we start with the man, Tonino Rota, and a track entitled All Those Things on African Rhythms. Classic moment from the past, the undisputed truth.
Smiling Faces Sometimes, originally done by the Temptations on the Sky's the Limit album, and they did a better version in this cover than the Temptations did with the original. And I'd have to also add that this is an excellent job of a producer's work being better than the artist's, because Norman Whitfield, who really was responsible for growing up Motown's music from being the pop stuff that it was early on, did some of his best work with the Temptations around this time.
Yeah, that was that had a really timeless quality to it, and I don't think people are going to forget that tune in the near future.
Not for a long time, no. Mm-hmm. Very well done song.
Yeah, all right, well, let's mix things up and mix in some of the newer stuff, the funky stuff, and the hip-hop. And let's just go all out tonight.
All for the funk, my brother. Yes, indeed.
MC Solar all on right. African
every
Rhythm.
Oh, boy.
Every hour, solar power, solar power. Every minute, every hour, feed my desire, feed my desire.
Salut, bonjour, bonsoir. L'Europe est en action. On avance un peu partout avec de bonnes connexions. Avec le pouvoir de la soul. In English, you could say soul power.
Yeah.
quelques kilos. D'ogive littéraire du paracommando des mots. J'en commande encre pour que les cancres piochent. Alors bon, 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 shalom. Posé simplement, indubitablement sur le groove. Contrefacteur, bouge, même s'il voit rouge, je continue mon move. Lancinant sur ce rythme smooth. Abdul Jabbar et Jordan sont des pros, et pourtant ils sautent pour atteindre l'arceau. Matt constate fraudé comme un automate, l'autodidacte s'écarte du rap à la sautomate du style. Bang bang, deux balles dans le corps, comme à la maternelle, pam pam, t'es mort. De la tchatch en masse, mais que veux-tu que j'y fasse? Les chiens aboient, le saxophone passe.
Came by the studio, and his name is Busta Rhymes, in effect. Shaheed is in effect. Fife Diddog is in effect. Check it out and give me my spec. I'm moving, yes, I'm moving, cause my mouth is on the motor. Use the coast in the morning to avoid the funky odor. Can't help being funky, I'm the funky abstract brother. Funky in the sense, but I play the undercover. Once had a fetish for some booty. Now I'm getting funky in my rapping, that's my duty. Brothers tend to jock on the style in particular. If you got the ego like some brothers, then I'll get with you. But if I don't pursue, then I just don't give a f. My motto in the 90s is be happy making ducks. Girls love the gym cause it causes crazy friction. When it goes up in, it fluctuates the addiction. I still understand the oof cause that's what I'm at up for. I'm hooked on the swing, so just call me the music whore. Women love the voice, brothers dig the lyrics. quest of people's choice, we thriving for the spirit. If you can't hear it, then get the wax utensils. Write my rhyme straight up, don't get with no fancy stencil. The rhymes be getting sweet, we stay away from talk. A perfectionist at work, perking up the art. If you want to battle, I suggest you check your clock. Your demise is coming up, and I want your man to watch. Be the prime example, a deeper still the sample. Insignificance, here I place you on the mantle. Born up in Harlem, reside now in Jamaica. The girl I used to rock, her mom's was a Quaker. And what does that make her? The evil money taker. The crazy move faker, I use that to break her. Fife is in the house. Uncle Mike is in the house. Rob Power is in the house. Tim Latham is in the house. Wise Men is in the house. The brand news is in the house. The JBs, they in the house. And they lock, they in the house. I must regroup my thoughts and kick the next verse for my people. Please don't be deceived by the ugly sights of evil. The world is kinda cold and the rhythm is my blanket. Wrap yourself up in it, if you love it then you'll thank it. Don't move to rebuttal, wave your hand for action. Some women in the 90s want more than satisfaction. They want keys and G's and all those illy things. If you want to, I'll show you just what the app can bring. I keep a tight net with my brothers Ken and Kenny. If the question is of rhymes, then I'll tell you I got plenty. The thing that men and women need to do is stick together. Progressions can't be made if we're separate forever. I hook this funky beat with the loop and the feature. Is the funky singing by Miss Vinnie Mojica. So listen, because the quest is led through the underground. My people have been oppressed too long, no more will we be down. People tend to riff because they don't know the mental. People tend to bug because the beats are hard but gentle. Afro candle lurks through the body of this youngin'. Play like Bobby Bird on your back and you're coming to the house of the jazz, of the funk, of the rhythm. All the goods are welcome, but if you're a villain, I'll just wait and debate. Contemplate your arrival. If flexing is your motive, then you don't like survival. The abstract is speaking, the heartbeats is reaching. The black and Puerto Ricans, cause they're butt naked, streaking through the ever murky streets of the urbanized areas. Blasting out the speakers is the hip hop hysteria. Craig is in the house. Pete Rock is in the house. CL is in the house. Ultra Mag is in the house. Nice and Smooth is in the house. Big Daddy Kane is in the house. Beat Nuts is in the house. Special Ed is in the house. Yeah, 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 yeah. And this one goes out to my man. Thanks a lot, Ron Carter. On the bass, yes, my man Ron Carter is on the bass. And check it out. Going into the 91 decade, up and until the 2000 decade, you gotta say, the quest is on. And goddamn it, that's the quest is on.
The Tribe on African Rhythms, and a great moment sampling Heatwave, Mike tells
me. Yes, indeed. That was an ingenious one. From Heatwave's The Star of a Story, to steal that riff like that, that was kind of cool. But the kid MC Solar, another one of my faves from 97. It's good to hear him again.
Yeah, I've still got to get that new CD, but I think he's on the cutting edge.
Mm-hmm. I really like what he does. Very intelligent singer. He just seems to really know how to put everything together. Everything he does that I've heard is just so smooth. I really like this kid.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's keep everything together and wind in some old Rare Groove into our new funky sounds.
Yeah. throat. You sit around moping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel. I ain't lying. Everybody plays the fool. Falling in love is such an easy thing to do, and there's no guarantee that the one you love is gonna love you.
From early 1998 here on African Rhythms. That was Mike and David back in our first stint that lasted from end of 96 until 1998. And that was part one of a show back in the 3-hour show days. I'm David Love Jones. Coming up at the top of the hour is Skulls Hall. Peace and love to you.
Nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists. Me.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybaby?
Sit back, relax.
Don't miss Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show,